Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and our wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
She's so cute. She's so enthusiastic. I love it. Okay. We do remind you that the team does look forward to your questions, and they'll answer them during tonight's broadcast. You can send them even during the show. Please try to keep your questions on topic if you can. If not, you know, we'll carry them over to when, if we don't have time tonight, for a more appropriate time. Tonight's show, more on the network, a plan bigger than you can yet imagine. And I have to tell you, I'm officially living in Star Wars. Or, I don't know, something even more than that. I don't even know what to call it.
I need my lightsaber.
So, God. There are very exciting developments that need to be shared with all of you, and I'm overwhelmed and excited to share this information with everyone. We're being connected in a way that will inspire you to remember more of who you truly are. The show is so important for everyone to hear. It will excite you and motivate you to realize the importance of this lifetime as it relates not only to Earth, but to the entire cosmos. Your role, your part in the network, each one of you is far more important than you can imagine. Each of you holds a specific frequency, a very unique energy that is important to the whole. This is not a rerun, everybody. This is an extension of the time we did this show. There have been some things added in. Your personal image may not yet be able to hold the idea that your contribution, regardless of how you may see its impact, is important to the overall plan. What is the plan and how does it work? Will we succeed? The plan is not just about the Earth. It's about healing all relationships everywhere and every when. How does a race that's so limited in its capacity to remember and see beyond limitation change the universe? Through a love that is transformative, through overcoming fear on every level, and through a determination that can move mountains and more. It begins with each one of you, remembering how powerful you really are, and at the same time, having the humility to love unconditionally. It's a big order, but this is the plan. And the team will definitely share their wisdom tonight with us after we get through all of this. And Squirrel, you've got some... It's been a humdinger of a week, by the way, Squirrel.
Oh, it really has. I mean, we had the new moon in Leo. We have the Lionsgate today, which I know you're going to talk about. But this one's just going to. This one comes from Karen Downing, and she's writing about the energies of what we've just been through and where we're headed. And she says, last month's spin cycle has now finally come to a stop, and many of you are beginning to breathe a sigh of relief. Much of what felt chaotic last month is now beginning to gel, even if its final form is still yet unknown. As you awaken to the energy of the day, 8-8, it's an excellent time to check in with your life, your surroundings, and all that you are participating in. As things are now falling into place, you're at the perfect interval to ask if what is being created is exactly as you wish it to be. Are you surrounded by the right people, places, situations, and opportunities for you at this time? And if you do not feel that you are, use the energy of 8-8 to discover what is no longer in alignment and determine how to change it. It has been a challenging spin cycle, flinging out emotions, energy, past life memories, fear, and everything else from you which was no longer needed, even if you didn't know it yet. For many of you, it has been rough. However, as the energetic laundry machine slows down and its contents are left refreshed and cleansed, now is the time to look at what remains inside and re-examine how best to utilize it. Many times on the path of life, there are opportunities to look at everything in a new light. This doesn't necessarily mean that anything needs to change. However, if you find yourself not feeling positive in certain situations or when dealing with specific people, it is most certainly the time to ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Learn to release that which no longer you need to hold on to. the best way to move forward in life is to let go of those ideals, beliefs, situations, people, habits, and fears that no longer serve your best and highest good. You will simply know when something is no longer needed, as the universe has a way of creating opportunities in your life to show you. So use the remainder of August and September to build up the new and to release the old. Check in with yourself in all aspects of your life. That's from Karen Downing.
Wow.
I know. It does feel like a cleanup period, doesn't it? A little bit.
Well, for all of you, if you're having bizarre dreams, just know it's okay.
Yeah, the bizarro world is happening in my dream state, definitely.
Yes, it is. I mean, I wake up and I think, what?
I know, sometimes I'm afraid to go to sleep. It's like, okay, what's next?
We're just cleaning out a lot of crap. You know, this is what we get for watching television, you know, and television coming around when we were growing up. So, all right. I pretty much knew where this show was going tonight, and then Squirrel sent out something by Celia Fan. And it filled in another piece of the puzzle, and I always thank the team because they do this all the time. And I thank you, Squirrels, because you're a great facilitator for this. the power of eight, archetype of justice, or the H rune of bringing into being. Bringing into being is a very important statement here. Each year when Sirius rises on July 23rd, a gateway of light opens. Lazarus calls this the most powerful day of the year, by the way. And that light stimulates the galactic center and brings into being, thus activates the double or star tetrahedron found within Gaia and the eight original cells of our body, heart, and faith. This regenerates our intuition, senses, imagination, and our inner music. The Lionsgate, 2013. Many have asked us, what is the Lionsgate and why is it named for the lion? It refers, in part, to the fact that the sun enters into the sign of Leo at this time, and these energies are integrated into the earth under the energy of the lion, the feline energies of Sirius. There was a feline race, and Sirius still is, actually, which are fierce and proud and very royal. The gate or stargate is a period of approximately 2 weeks in which a vortex opens and a wave of intense light from the galactic center is received on the earth. This wave contains the new light codes for the evolution of the earth for the next year's cycle, so it is known as the planetary new year. The star system of Sirius has always worked closely with the evolution of the earth, and they have. That's the truth. They're also orchestrating our interactions with other beings, etc. right now. Assisting where possible, the Syrians assisted in the establishment of the ancient Egyptian civilization after the Atlantis trauma had destroyed all previous civilizations. And I'm just going to stop for a moment here. For those of you that attended those intensives that led up to the opening of the Stargate on 10/10, we actually, there was an intensive that we did as it related to this event, leaving Atlantis and going to Egypt and starting anew. The Egyptian civilization carried the star wisdom and creation history of the Elohim, which was transmitted to the earth by the Syrian wisdom keepers. In ancient Egypt, the Syrians were the mediators between the Galactic Council at the central sun and the people of Earth. Each year, between the 26th of July and the 12th of August, a new wave of galactic light from the central sun would be directed towards Earth and magnified by the sun in conjunction with the helical rising of Sirius in the north. The Syrians would accept this energy into the pyramid complex at Giza, and then transmit the codes into the earth grids, allowing for a peaceful and fluid transmission of the energies. After the Giza Stargate was closed, and this is the one I went, what? And I'll tell you why in a minute, okay? The Earth transmissions were still mediated via Sirius, but they were not received coherently by the Earth, and so the Earth's evolution was slowed and even distorted for a while. And, of course, this explains how humans devolved, in essence. Because even in Egypt, there, the beginning, you know, it started going down, you know, there was this wonderful period, and then there was a constant little devolution. On 10-10-10, we opened a Stargate. That's October 10th of 2010. That Stargate was designed to have access to the capstone of consciousness, which is in the etheric energy around the Great Pyramid. Capstone of consciousness, in essence, holds the structure of human consciousness. Okay? That's separate from the energies coming in from Sirius. This is a very interesting concept. That's about the best way I can tell it to you. Okay? In order for the sessions to have an accelerated impact, we needed to connect those that are working with the team in a more direct way to that capstone. I never did know where the Stargate was, but I do now. Because today I asked, I said, oh my God, is that where we opened the Stargate? We knew we opened it. You know, Squirrel, you were there, you remember.
I do. It was an amazing time.
But the place was never really identified.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. So when I read this piece, I asked the team if, in fact, this is the Stargate that was open. The answer was most definitely. The information I was going to disclose tonight is that there are pyramids of light being created over people's homes that are participating at a very high level with the team. The purpose is for the accelerated impact to Earth, and more specifically, human consciousness. From what I can decipher, because this stuff is happening so fast and is so multidimensional, from what I can decipher, I know that when I first started this work, people could actually see the pyramid over my home, the Pyramid of Light. I mean, they were people that had vision, but, you know, it was, and that, some people saw it as a ball of light, but initially it was an inside where all these lasers and so on. It was just really spectacular, and I had, which is why I had the ships over my house for months. Squirrel sent Celia's piece to me today. So, you know, my question was, what does this mean for the people that are working with the team? And it means that you're all participating at a very direct level with the shifting of human consciousness. Two reasons. The sessions are done through the archetypes, which are the blueprint for human consciousness. That means that every session has a direct effect on the shifting of human consciousness, and even more exciting is that we're having an impact on the shifting of other races as well. You know, I've been talking about this for weeks. This is a, you know, they just dealt me a new hand here. In a session this week while working in the tunnels of a client, she saw a being with one eye, which was located at the third eye position of the being. And it announced that it was a seer for S-E-E-R, for a specific race. The question it posed, and this was so amazing, is how are you doing this? It was genuinely and wanting to meet with the team. It was so, it very much wanted to meet with the team to discuss how this is being done. And after we took it out of the tunnel and sent it to meet with the team, who are very busy these days, by the way, the client saw that there was an entire ship. Now, I want you to understand spatially, because we're in third dimension or fourth or wherever the hell we are these days, who knows. But we're still dealing with time and space. And so we see things, we tend to see things as this is this big and should only be able to fit in this. In doing this work, I've had the healing room fill up with beings who could make themselves incredibly small and layer in, which is how you can get a lot of beings into a very small space. I had Osiris walking around, like, maybe 18 inches, 2 feet tall. And they would even make themselves very small for my dog, and she kind of had some language that they spoke. I mean, it was, you know, again, I'm constantly challenged with all of this, you know, but I don't take it too seriously because it's distracting for me from what I'm doing. I just think, oh, that's cool, and then go on. You know, I don't try to figure out how, except I do understand that the first intensive I ever did, we have pictures of a ship in the conference room. And it was all kind of folded over because it was in a different dimension, spinning in the room. So, and it was smaller than it should be, but not smaller than it really is. People have experienced this during detainments where the ship looks small and they take them inside, and inside is this huge ship. So these are kind of some examples to give you an idea of how spatially everything's possible. At any rate, these beings were all saying, we want to go, we want to go. And it was the end of the session. So the team said, we'll come back. This person has a standing session every 2 weeks. We'll come back and seal the tunnel until we come back. And then we will invite them to meet with us if that's their desire. And I'm hoping we get a name because I'd love to know what this race is, since not anything I've seen before.
Oh, really? Wow.
Now, this was the seer who had the third. I don't know if they all do or not, but anything's
okay.
Possible. So because we're experiencing so many different races at this time, it's also become clear that the team has put together something never done before, ever. Not only on Earth, but in the cosmos. And it also made me realize that there is a reverence for the team, regardless of the race, even the scariest. There is a reverence and a respect. And in some cases, we've had to say, you can only go and meet if you show respect. And they've had to think about it and then agreed. It's very interesting to me. So I really want to thank all of you that have been doing sessions, because each one of you are contributing. And and while you're healing your own lineage, but in that process you're healing your star lineage, and other races, of course, are wanting to know how, because they're being impacted. You've had lifetimes as other races, and those lifetimes are being impacted, as well as the lifetimes of the mother or the father or the lover or the brother of whoever we're doing, or the son, daughter, whoever we're doing the power retrievals with. I also want to say something here, and I know that there's been so much new information coming through. But I had a very old client who, we haven't done sessions on this person for many, many years. And although I know she was still listening to the radio show, she had someone else call me and ask for her old tapes, which I used to double tape before we started doing MP3s, for her old tapes, all of the notes that were taken, and her photo that was in the healing room. Well, I had to take all the photos down because people who were incredibly psychic, when they would walk in, they could hear the chatter, because a photo does carry energy. And this is why some people don't want their photos taken. It was so interesting. So we ended up having to take them all down because then I started hearing it, and I could feel that it was, you know, it was helping everybody, but it was too much energy for me to move. So I no longer have those photos. Interesting. I may somewhere. I'll look for her photo, maybe in a cabinet. I know I didn't throw them away. But I had did not have any of her tapes. I did not have her files because it was archived out because the volume of what I do is so big. I just can't haul all that stuff forever. It's starting to really pile up.
Yeah, you think? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I think what I really felt was that possibly talking about reptilians, draconians, and other races may have brought up some fear for her. And I feel badly for that because I don't feel any fear. And the reason I don't is because I don't judge. This goes back to compassionate detachment and being non-judgmental because everything, everywhere is a spark of God, Goddess, all that is. It's that simple. And therefore, I treat everything just like the team does, with respect.
Jackie, may I ask you just a quick question? So
yeah,
they're
sure.
Curious about how we're doing it, meaning the clearing of lineage and healing that. Is that what you mean?
Yes, they're wanting to know how.
Okay, but is it because
hold on,
they...
It's more than that. It's more
okay.
than that.
Okay.
How can we get the draconians and the reptilians to sit down and talk? How can we be impacting the healing of individuals and their entire lineage and so on? It's layered, squirrel. It's this layer and this layer and this layer. The reptilians and draconians, when they come, are always upset about one thing. You're messing up our plans. You're changing the balance of power.
Well,
from their perspective.
Right. So I'm wondering if some races want to clear their lineage, and that's why they're curious, or if, like you said, that keeping us stuck in our lineage has given them power over.
Of course.
I'm just curious. Yes, okay. That's what I was wondering. Because,
okay.
Yeah.
It's the drama, squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drama. It's the distraction of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotions of fear and rage. Not being integrated, not, you know, embracing your shadow. And as long as you're stuck in that, okay, you're not able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You're dragging around all of the distortion and all of the devolution of your lineage. And here you are on this end as a star being going, oh my God, this is heavy. And you come into a family and you think, oh Lord. So I've seen it with my own grandchildren. I've seen how they come in light and then get distorted.
So would you say they're in awe of how we're doing it or in...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The complexity of this and, you know, you and I laugh all the time that I don't ask enough questions and it's because I'm so busy. I always assume I'll get the information. We're 3 years after the opening, well, not quite, 2.5 years since the opening of the Stargate. And, but I think ultimately, I don't think I was ready to know them.
Well,
the
we have one today. So, but you're feeling it today, right?
Oh, yes. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with everybody that. For those of you that don't understand that we must heal the dark and the light, this is really about shadow work for ourselves and others. There's nothing to fear as it relates to them showing up. Everything is a spark of God. God is all that is. There's nothing that's not experiencing itself as dark, as light, as this, as that, as a serial killer. I know this is hard for people to understand, but it's all God. The only thing that can change is our perception of it. When we change our beliefs and our perceptions, things change. Things change. And I think the other thing, Squirrel, is they've never seen the willingness, okay, also, of the disparity that has existed between those races and many others. Because we've had another race come in and ask for help with dealing with the reptilians because, or draconians, whichever, they were having a hard time.
Hmm.
And again, this is a peacekeeping mission, and it's a peacekeeping for us, but also there is an impact. We're part of something so much bigger, and, you know, I keep getting glimpses. Every week is like, I roll up my sleeves and I think, wow, what's going to happen this week? And I'm very excited, just so you know, it's like, I don't even whine too much about being blown out, except for tonight. also, and I want everybody to know, many people have beings that have attempted to stop their growth because they showed a capacity to have positive impact. And when we say beings, you know, we're talking earth beings that can have interference. And I am seeing this. Okay, where there has been a direct plan to try to shut them down, to interfere with them, coming through the parents, coming through. And it can come through your parents, your children, your lovers, or significant people in your life. And this statement is not to cause fear with anybody, but it's to remind people to have really clear boundaries. If people are creating a lot of drama in your life, you have a choice. Okay, worry, fear, judgment, the drama, and so on, does not serve you. If you can walk among it and not get involved in it, then you're on purpose. I've had to distance myself from some people because I couldn't, it was too disruptive to my own energy. Okay. So for you to go into drama is not the answer for, because you're on the path. And that's why we talk so often about compassionate detachment, staying out of judgment. It's a huge thing. And the other thing is, for all we know, we may have set this up ourselves as a challenge or with an understanding prior to coming in that the opportunity would be there, and in wanting to participate in this, you were willing to take that on, knowing that at some point it could be healed. I mean, you know, we're very creative beings. We think we're smart on Earth. We have no clue.
I'm not feeling so smart on Earth, honestly.
Well, but, you know, I mean,
there are days. But, you know, when you said that, it made me think, as we go along, and I'm sure others have felt this, that staying out of the drama becomes easier and easier,
yes.
And without having to isolate yourself. I mean, I used to have to isolate
exactly.
To stay away from drama, but not so much. It's just, okay, you know, it's a decision to not go there and allow others to go there if they so choose.
If they choose, exactly. Allow them to be on their path and bless it.
And I don't try to change their minds.
Big girl. Oh, big one.
That's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I just want you to know, I've seen these pyramids of light, and from the very beginning, there was one over the house. But, and originally they would show me like, kind of like a lighthouse, but it's not a lighthouse, like a beacon and so on. But it's now connecting in an entirely different way. So I have the ship you had over your home, I don't know, 2 months ago, whenever it was. I have a client in England, and his whole property has transformed. His whole life has transformed. Everything is transformed. Okay? He really, he's like living in a fairy tale right now. He can't believe what's happened to his life. So, and he's worked with us for a long time. He's like my little brother. I love him. But he actually has a video. If I can ever figure out how to upload it onto his computer and send it to me, but he's so in love, he can't think about anything else because this all happened overnight. And this was someone that they both had what they thought was a walk-in. It was more of a turn-on experience. But anyway, and this came right to his door. I mean, so it can happen, believe me. Also, I wanted to remind you people that participated in the these pyramids, okay, well, are connected to the capstone. For those of you that are doing a lot of intense work, I think it's really important that you know this. I also want to talk about whether you attended the opening of the Stargate or many of you programmed and planted crystals at important places that you felt were important. You know, we've got them at the Statue of Liberty and the World Trade Center, not World Trade Center, I'm sorry, the UN, and up by Stonehenge. And I mean, they're really kind of all over. Golden Gate Bridge, out at Area 51, that was my assignment. And up at the dam where there is this incredible, unbelievable, and it's a Stargate also. So
you mean the Hoover Dam? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is there's a gateway there that's really quite powerful with the winged being.
Right.
So
I went up at Old Faithful in Yellowstone.
Oh, perfect.
And then, and then also by the Grand Tetons, where many believe
close
that
encounters.
No, that's Devil's Tower. I didn't get to Devil's Tower, but the Grand Tetons, where Saint Germain is the patron saint of the gateway to the inner earth, many believe. So they're still there.
Beautiful.
I was just thinking about those crystals the other day. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, and they're very active right now, just so you know. And even before doing tonight's show, I have things, you know, going off, battery backups, you know, screaming, and the dogs are going absolutely cuckoo, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord. So, again, I want to this network of light, okay, and crystal, and each one of you are so important. You're all more connected than you know, and as each person experiences healing through power retrievals, all beings everywhere experiencing it at some level. And do not think because you can't afford to have sessions that you're forgotten. That's not the case. Or that you're not important, because you are. Every one of you, every one of you is having impact. And I can tell you, I'm seeing what the team is doing through the work in terms of launching people into their great work, which is absolutely stunning. And I'm beginning to see and understand more and more. It's just, it's really a huge plan. You know? I just don't have a lot of time to think about it. I mean, I do, and I'm in the moment, and, you know, there's so much going on, and you have to be really present for each session and so on. But it's what an exciting time. And
well, Jackie, tell us a little bit more how you got the hit on the Stargate today. I mean,
As soon as I saw it, it just riveted right through me. And, you know, this is always my signal. I don't get that riveted feeling. But, I mean, I saw the picture. I was there. I knew. I've known about the capstone of consciousness from day one with the team.
Okay.
Okay. From day one with the team, that we were connected directly into the capstone of consciousness on the planet. And I think that's part of how all of this is being done. It's very exciting.
It really is.
But to know that each one of you, at some level, are connected as well. And, you know, Bonnie, of course, you know, bringing forward so much information. And, you know, Carol Long, the animal communicator, and darling Linda Poe, you know, is going to have the fin horn of the Southeast. And, I can go on and on about each person and how important they are and how, you know, there's been a core group that really kind of worked together and were at each intensive. And we knew this was not a big group. We knew it was significant that we took the steps through the destruction of Atlantis into Egypt and relived that, and then to the Christ lifetime, and then to the opening of Stargate. Somehow those were all connected, and it was very, really powerful, really powerful. So, anyway, and I do want to say, you know, I keep waiting to see how things are unfolding. We're all very blessed, and I thank the team for all that they do for us, and I thank all of you for your continued efforts, because everybody is doing things to heal, okay? It's not just the team. I mean, you're all doing so many different things, and many of you have been on a healing journey, you know, most of your lives. So know that whatever you're doing is perfect, beautiful, wonderful. And, you know, I will just say that I think my honor and respect for the team is really increasing more and more all the time. And not that I didn't to begin with.
You know, they did say they would let us know when the timing was right. They've always...
Yes. Well, they're certainly dropping in a lot at this point. And, you know, I have to say I'm really damned impressed.
We all are, Jackie. We all are.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let me go into channel here
okay.
for a little bit. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel. All
Thank
right.
you.
Well... We love it when these little morsels come in that begin to put the pieces together for all of you. For all of you. We've said over and over and over again to think big, to think bigger, to not think so small, to think unlimited. And we continue to remind you of that. The power of all of you, individually and together, is greater than you understand. We chip away at the veil for you. Pieces here, pieces here, pieces here, pieces here. And allow you to digest them, integrate them, play with them, take them on for size. And part of the reason we do that is so that the negative ego doesn't have an opportunity to jump in there with both feet and convince you that you're a messiah in the second coming and so on and so forth. There is a certain, not that we think you don't do that, but it's important to own who you are, to love yourself. And we've talked and talked and talked about being willing to be loved, being willing to receive love. And we go back to you and say, always, There is nothing more powerful than love. It is your signature. All right? A lot of humanity has not awakened to that yet, but you have. Doesn't mean that they aren't loving. But a lot of them are distracted, all right? Through drama, through fear, through many other things, the media, etc. And there are lots of wonderful beings out there doing beautiful things, all right? Wonderful different groups, all of them on their own unique path, ultimately, you know, heading in a similar direction, not necessarily the same yet. But you, all of you, are wanting, all right, to know that you really are making a difference. First for yourselves, and we want you to be clear with that. This is not about sacrificing anything. This is about being in joy. Healing. Giving up the drama. The judgment. The worry. The sorrow. Everyone. Right? This is why Bonnie wrote her books. Right? Can change their lives. They may not all believe that they can. Your jobs, all of you, are to hold as much love and light as is possible for you. At the same time, having fun. You can do both. Staying in a resonance of joy as much as possible. And for crying out loud, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. If you wanted to create something like the young man that wrote the other night about wanting to have the ETs right in his bedroom, all right? And who's to say that won't happen? But if it's your ego that needs it, more than likely it won't. Because when you need to see them, right, to prove something to yourself or to others, it's not going to work. When you don't need the phenomena, but you want contact and you're willing to start meditatively, opening up to it, having direct contact through your own consciousness, you'll come to understand that having them in the room isn't necessary. You know, for many of you who are psychic and mediums, you've had people cross over and you have better contact with them on the other side now than you did when they were here. But that's the way that you open. That's the way that you open. Allow direct contact through your consciousness. All right, Squirrel, are you still online?
I'm still here, yes.
All right, all right. There's a lot of clicking.
Are you hearing noise?
Yes, we're hearing clicking. All right.
I'm not, okay.
Now, you have a question for us, do you not?
I do have a question. Dear Yolanda writes in again, and she asks, dear team, for the past week I have been having these dreams where I wake up really overwhelmed and very excited. In my dreams, I feel this sense of unconditional love for humanity. My dreams feel so real that I don't want to wake up. And these dreams are so wonderful and beautiful, full of love and light. But when I wake up, I can go half the day feeling this unconditional love for everything and anything, but at the end of the day, I just feel really tired and exhausted. What does this all mean? With lots of love and gratitude, Yolanda.
Yolanda, we're giving you the same answer every week. You're evolving, dear. All right? You're becoming lighter. You're connecting in your dream time. All right? Just allow it. It's going to continue. All right? And you may have days where you have terrible dreams. All right? As you're dumping out a lot of crap. And that's okay, too. Just know that you're growing, you're shifting, you're connecting more and more with your higher self, the truer you. You know, many of you have other lifetimes on the other side. Some of you on other planets who are participating in all of this. Oh, I saw an ET. Well, surprise, it was you. All right. So, you're going to be fine. Rest when you need to. All right. Be in joy as much as you can. And keep working, Yolanda, with your belief. We know you are. We know you are. And working with your shadow, looking for any anger that needs to come out as well. We said that to all of you, by the way. A couple of weeks ago, the channel did something about the shadow and Debbie Ford's book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. We really do recommend. This is a critical time right now to really look at things that are in your shadow and embrace them, pull them up. Find the treasures that are there. Never as bad as you think it's going to be. Never. But the more integrated you become, the easier it will be to stay in a state of love. We love you, dear one. We thank you for sending in the question. And Squirrel, we know you have some questions. We know. You're always full of questions.
I know. Well, you know, I just was thinking, Chris, we came on to this planet not knowing our true worth. And that was all, somewhat everything is planned. My question is now going to be more specific. Did we know coming here that we would be able to have a dream state where we would be able to connect? Getting, you know, with, I don't know how to put it, that would be our time
yes.
to connect. And I
yes.
and so we
well,
knew we would have...
You're dreaming this now.
Okay.
This is the dream. That's the more real.
Okay. So as human beings, I mean, there are times I do have more fun in my dream state, although it's not as... well, because we live on linear time, things fit together. I'm going to call it my awake state. I don't know what you want to call it, but it fits together in a timeline. In the dream state, nothing fits together in a timeline.
Well, because please understand, Squirrel, what you remember, all right, is sifting through a whole lot of stuff, triggering old things, so on and so forth, all right, that
mm-hmm.
are clearing out. So a lot of times, it's absolutely not literally what you're dreaming about, but we will say this, all right? There has to be a place for you to process as you're being more filled with light for the dark to come out.
Okay.
If it comes out in the dream state, then that's like a cleansing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now... Did you know, we're going to go back to your question, did you know coming here, all right,
mm-hmm.
and did you watch the movie, what was it, Avatar?
Yes.
All right. Rewatch it. Rewatch it.
All right.
He had to go into the dream time.
That's right.
Okay. But what he found is that was far more real than the dream time.
That's really true. Absolutely.
Okay.
I do remember that.
So we're playing with paradox here, aren't we? And Earth has a lot of paradoxes. A lot of paradoxes. Play with the in-between. And we've told you before, not this or that. It's this, that. You're here to have an experience. What's real? Emotions. Remember that. So, based on that, what's the most important emotions you can be in? Joy and love. And to know without a doubt and absolutely believe that you create your reality and to have fun doing it. See, that's the other piece, you know. This is not supposed to be laborious. It's supposed to be fun. Now, when the time comes that you walk the planet knowing that you create your reality all the time, you know you do, people still have a hard time with that because they don't get to blame anyone. But if
yeah,
you know
that's a
that,
bummer.
Yes,
go on.
Right.
Sorry, go on.
But if you know that, all right, just think about how exciting every moment can become. Now, you saw a movie star this week.
Oh, yeah.
And you were very frustrated that they didn't recognize you.
Yes, look for my you. Light, my extreme brilliance of light, exactly.
That doesn't mean that they weren't impacted.
Okay.
All right? Remember that. Because what happens when you get frustrated?
Resonance. You drop.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And you don't want your resonance to drop. Do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And it really didn't. I was just joking with the channel about it.
All
but
right. All right. Now, and we want to say this to everyone.
I mean, somebody who is in Star Wars, you think would be, you know, I don't know. Anyway, go on.
All right. We need to tell you this, but the movies aren't real. All right. Now.
Okay.
You have a choice every moment. Remember that you are human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to trip here and there. It's all right. But your recuperation time is going to be a lot faster. A lot faster than it's been in the past.
I would agree with that.
Okay. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to wallow in it. All right. You don't have to get caught in the stories and worry, you know, what the, oh, goodness sakes. People tend to get addicted to, oh, I'm going to worry about this. I'm going to worry about my grandchildren. I'm going to worry about my children. I'm going to worry about my husband. I'm going to worry about my friends. And what happens? They get depleted. And affects their health. You don't want to do that, any of you. Don't worry. Things are going wonderfully well. We need your joy, your light, your love. That's the resonance that's going to help really shift things more rapidly. Be willing to receive love, to anchor love, to channel love, and to be love. That doesn't mean you have to hang all over people, for crying out loud. We're not talking about that kind of love. But allow love to be absolutely part of your resonance every day. And everything you do, try to do it with love. We can hear our channel now whining. All right.
You can. Well, we have a few more minutes, but maybe we could just talk a little bit about our Stargate today and wrap up our evening.
We really don't have any time. It's only 55 minutes, Dion, and they're going to shut us off.
Okay.
Now, the Lion's Gate, the gateway of Sirius, comes every year, very powerful, always has. All right? Becoming more powerful, more and more, because they are so involved right now in everything that's going. They are orchestrating. They are the orchestrators. All right? Who comes first? How it happens? All right? And to the young man that wanted to meet one, well, we would recommend that you try to connect with someone from Sirius if you could plead your case. Right. All right, we'd like to work with all of you in the dream time tonight during this beautiful opening, allowing you to feel more of the love of Sirius and the light of Sirius, and to allow that light in. So when you call us in, please, call in the energy of Sirius and open yourself to receive it during the dream time. And we will work with each one of you to help you to do that. We love you, dear ones, very, very much. And you, dear squirrel.
I love you, too.
And our channel as well. We love her. Enjoy your dream time, everyone. And if you have a moment, go out and stand outside and look up at the sky. And just ask to feel it. Open yourself up and allow it to come in. We love you, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Okay. My clock says 9. Okay. We love you, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks, Jackie.
Enjoy the rest of the night. And love you, squirrel.
I love you too, honey.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.